This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. At least 8 people have been killed and 30 injured as 2 compartments of the Sialdah-bound Kanchenjunga Express derailed after a goods train collided with it from behind near New Jalpaiguri Station in West Bengal this morning. Rescue operations are on. Railway sources said a container train overshot the signal and hit the rear portion of Kanchenjunga Express. The train has 2 parcel vans and a guard coach in the rear. NDRF divisional team and 15 ambulances reached the site. Help desks have been opened at different places. Help desk number at Sialdah in connection with Kanchenjunga train collision are 033-2350-8794 and 033-238-33326. The Northeast Frontier Railway emergency numbers are Aluabari Road emergency number 81700-34235. Kishanganj emergency number 75202-8020 and 06456-226795. Dalkola emergency number 81700-34228. Barsoi emergency number 75416-806358. Shansi emergency number 03513265690 and 03513265692. President Draupadi Murmu has expressed grief over the tragic train accident. In a social media post today, the president said the news of loss of lives due to a train accident in Darjeeling is deeply distressing. Chief Minister of West Bengal Mamata Banerjee is expected to reach New Jalpaiguri station. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has also expressed grief over the tragic train accident in West Bengal in a social media post. The Prime Minister said the railway accident in West Bengal is saddening. He paid condolences to those who lost their loved ones and prayed that the injured recover at the earliest. The Prime Minister spoke to officials and took stock of the situation. He said rescue operations are underway to assist the affected and the Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnav is on the way to the site of the mishap. Prime Minister Modi has announced an ex gratia of 2 lakh rupees from Prime Minister's National Relief Fund. The amount would be given to the next of kin of each deceased in the railway mishap in West Bengal. The injured would be given 50,000 rupees. Union Home Minister and Minister of Cooperation Amit Shah will chair a high-level meeting this evening in New Delhi to review the security situation in Manipur. Senior officials from the centre, state governments, army and other security forces will attend the meeting. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will release the 17th installment of more than 20,000 crore rupees under Pradhan Mantri Kisan Samman Nidhi PM Kisan in Varanasi, Uttar Pradesh tomorrow. The installment will be released to 9 crore 26 lakh beneficiary farmers through direct benefit transfer. So far, more than 11 crore eligible farmer families have received benefits of more than 3 lakh crore rupees under the PM Kisan scheme. The 18th Mumbai International Film Festival for Documentary, Short Fiction and Animation Films is underway in Mumbai. Today, several films including From the Shadows, Dipped in Black, Sunday Morning, House of Existence, Hours, Sibuk, Flowering Man, Letter to a Pig, The Box will be screened. On the sidelines of the festival, panel discussions on unlocking the force, channeling documentary films to drive social change, and unveiling her story, exploring women's narratives through documentary filmmaking, have been scheduled in the morning sessions. This year's film festival will have 314 films from 59 countries and 61 languages, 8 world premieres, 5 international premieres, 18 Asia premieres, and 21 India premieres. 60 countries are participating through their films and other kinds of engagements. The 6-day festival will culminate on the 21st of June. The second annual meeting of the Initiative on Critical and Emerging Technologies, ICET, between India and the US will begin today in New Delhi. During the 2-day meeting, National Security Advisor Ajit Doval and his US counterpart Jake Sullivan will review the entire spectrum of Indo-US strategic ties. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have wished the people of India on the auspicious occasion of Eid. And with that, we end this news bulletin.